The foghorn means I lost. Like the vast majority of the salmon hatched each year, I fell victim to one of the 100 or so predators that depend on salmon for food. That's the message of Spawnorama, and considering that it's about fish, it's probably not a surprise to anyone who knows him that Ray Troll is involved. He and another Ketchikan artist, Harry Piles, collaborated to complete the game, which is destined for the Salmon Connection display at the Sitka Sound Science Center. But Ketchikan residents had a few days to try out the game first while it was on display at the Point Art Gallery and Restaurant. With the Point Band playing in the background, the two artists talked about the project. Troll explains that it all started with a grant submitted by Lisa Bush, the Sitka Sound Science Center director.
Lisa wrote the grant to the National Science Foundation, and NSF likes to do outreach. So it's all obscure science, and there's all this technical science. So basically, this is an outreach grant to get the public engaged and understand what the science is, make science fun.
Bush says the point of the Salmon Connection exhibit is to help the average person make the connection between healthy oceans and healthy salmon fisheries. The game is one of many displays, including lots of artwork by, again, Ray Troll. In addition,
we have a brand new tank that has a little pop-up, so there's salmon in the tank, and then kids and people who don't have bad knees can go underneath and pop up and see the salmon swimming around their head.
They've also commissioned a video about salmon and the human connection to the fish. While the exhibit has been open since summer, the video and the Spawnorama game will debut on November 1st as part of the Sitka Whale Fest. Bush says it was a lot of fun planning the exhibit, and she's happy that it includes plenty of artwork.
What I think, you know, a lot of people don't realize is that there is a lot of creativity involved in actual science. There's a lot of inspiration and imagination and creativity that's used in science, and using art as a venue, you know, for expressing scientific ideas seems to me to be unnatural.
The exhibit is based on the work of University of Washington fisheries scientist Dr. Daniel Schindler, who sent some of his students up to be part of a committee that worked on the project. Troll says he's not usually fond of working with committees, but this one wasn't so bad.
We spawned this idea. Sorry. We spawned the idea of doing a Plinko-style game.
Troll recruited Piles after the committee decided on the game. He says he could handle the painting part, but he needed an additional skill set.
You don't want Ray Troll running power tools. It's not pretty, folks. Terry Piles is a different...
fingers.
Terry Piles is a different kind of artist, but we share much in common.
Piles has created his share of marine-based art as well, and while the artists know a lot about fish, they aren't really experts on building games, so they went online and researched Plinko games to figure out how to make it work. For those who aren't familiar with Plinko, the upright board has a grid of evenly spaced pegs behind a piece of plexiglass, and a player drops a puck into an opening at the top. The puck bounces along the pegs as gravity pulls it down, and it exits at the bottom. One of the three bottom openings is the winning spawn location. Piles says there are about 130 different animals that depend on wild salmon for their livelihood.
So we've put a fraction of those critters around the spawning salmon that are trying to swim up the stream there. And the idea with Plinko is that it kind of resembles the amount of escapement you have for spawning fish. You only get a small percentage of winners, and the rest of them get eaten.
The two describe just a few of the predators.
Well, up there we've got orcas, we've got... So let's just rattle off a few here, Terry.
We've got doll porpoise, puffins, we've got wolf eels, we've got grizzly bears.
Salmon sharks.
Giant squid.
With your giant squid in there. We let the
sea lions.
Puffin. There's a ratfish in there. I don't know how that happened.
We've got a great blue heron.
Great blue herons in there. A
couple of fishing boats.
Eagles in there. And what are the boats have pretty cool names.
Well, yeah, Michelle Kay after Ray's wife, and Cheryl Ann after my own.
Always got to give a shout out.
There is also a can of salmon at the bottom called Plinko Pinko Salmon, because Troll really can't resist a pun. The lunch crowd at the point was full of people interested in the game, and quite a few stepped up to try their luck as members of the Point Band played their special spawning song. In Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.